So there is nobody here. There's nobody here who speaks English.
Il n'y a pas.
No, instead of pas, you have to use nobody. Il n'y a personne.
Il n'y a personne.
Personne, right. Pas only means
il
not.
Personne.
Il n'y a personne. So there's nobody here.
I'm confused because why do you have to? Doesn't that mean there isn't nobody here?
Yes.
So it's il y a personne ici.
Il n'y a personne ici, right?
But you do put an N.
Yes, as a signal that you're going to use a negation, nobody.
But if you say nobody speaks.
Yes, if you start out with nobody. Then it is just person. Yes.
Yes, okay.
For instance, the pa means not.
Mm.
Yes?
Pa.
Pa means not. Mm. Like not for me, thank you would be not for me.
Pas pour moi.
Right, pas pour moi. Yes, pas pour moi.
Pas pour
not
moi.
For me, merci, thank you. Pas pour moi. Not now.
Pas maintenant.
Right. Once more?
Not for me now.
No. Not
for
me right. Just not now.
Not now. Pas maintenant.
Pas maintenant.
Pas maintenant.
Pas maintenant. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, pas means not. But if you want to say no or not any, you will say none of, pas de. So, not known as yes and no, which is oui and non, but just know something, yes, meaning not any, that's pas de, none of, not of. For instance, if you want to say no coffee for me would be
pas de café pour moi.
What's more?
Pas de café pour moi.
Pas de café pour moi, right.
Mm-hmm. Pas de café pour
yes.
moi.
Now, I said before that those little words in French, in the spoken language, not in the written language, but in the spoken language, you contract, and you just touch the consonant, and you pull it into the preceding word. In other words, pas de becomes pat. Pat. In speaking, yes, not in spelling. It is pas de. Yes.
Yes.
But so instead of saying pas de café, what you will hear is, or what you will say is pas de café. Yes.
Pas de café.
No problem would be.
Pas de problème.
Right, pas de problème. So no cream for me would be.
Cream is crème?
Well, try it.
Pas de crème pour moi.
Right, good.
Pas de
crème pour moi. Right. Mm-hmm. And no sugar for me.
Pas de sucre
right.
pour moi.
Pas de sucre pour moi.
Sucre. Sucre.
Right.
Sucre.
Yes. If you want to say, nobody understands why. Nobody.
Personne.
Personne understands.
Comprendre.
Hmm?
Comprend.
Right.
Personne comprend. Why?
Pourquoi? Right. Mm-hmm.
Personne comprend.
So once more.
Personne comprend pourquoi.
Yes, a little louder. Yes.
Personne comprend pourquoi.
Right. Personne comprend pourquoi. I don't understand would be.
Je ne comprends pas.
Yes, je ne or je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas. In spelling, you have je ne comprends pas. But in speaking, je ne comprends pas. How would you say, I understand it would be
je le comprends.
Right, je le comprends. I understand. Je le comprends. I don't understand it.
Je le ne comprends pas.
Hmm?
Je le ne comprends pas.
I don't. You have to give me the signal.
Je ne le comprends
pas. Yes, but instead of je ne le comprends pas.
Je ne le comprends pas.
Right. Je ne le comprends pas. Yes. So those little words are touched very, very softly.
Yes.
Je ne le comprends pas. Je ne le comprends pas. Yes.
Yes.
But in reading, in spelling, you will say je ne le comprends pas. But je ne le comprends pas. That's what you will hear. That's what you will say.
So if you have that le comes comes after the n part.
Well, never mind the n part. Yes, the first you have to get the signal je ne. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Very often you will not hear it. You will not hear the n, because they may not use it. They may say, je ne comprends pas. Yes. If you don't hear it, that means they didn't use it. You will hear very often, like